This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. COVID is down, but not out. The World Health Organization says coronavirus case counts fell 50% in the United States over the last week, 17% worldwide. The number of deaths is down 7%. The AP's Jackie Quinn says there is some sobering news, though, about COVID this morning.
Even as patient levels are dropping off, hospital staffers are exhausted from dealing with the Omicron spike and facing a backlog of postponed surgeries that still need to be performed, like hip replacements, cancer, and brain surgeries. An epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health says they can't help but worry that another variant could emerge before a full recovery from the Omicron wave.
Lindsay Jacob Ellis won her snowboard cross competition at the Winter Olympics in Beijing, the first U.S. gold medal of the Games. The Senate's top Republican is slamming the Republican National Committee for censuring two Republicans serving on the January 6th committee. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
At their winter meeting last week, the RNC voted to censure Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, two GOP representatives serving on the January 6th committee that has subpoenaed many in former President Donald Trump's inner circle. The resolution has prompted pushback from several GOP senators, including Mitch McConnell.
We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection.
McConnell told reporters he has confidence in RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, but he wants the party to be unified looking forward to the November midterm.
Two Democratic senators want to suspend the federal gas tax for the rest of the year to help consumers deal with rising fuel prices. Senators Kelly of Arizona and Hassan of New Hampshire. A South Florida man killed his two children, then himself, say police. This is AP News. A House bill would ease the Postal Service's money troubles. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Bipartisan legislation has passed the House that would do away with budget requirements that helped push the Postal Service deeply into debt. A key component of the legislation lifts requirements for the Postal Service to fund health care benefits for current and retired workers for the next 75 years. Those requirements were imposed by Congress in 2006. Instead, the legislation requires the Postal Service to pay current retirees actual health care costs that are not covered by Medicare. Postal Service officials had previously said, without congressional action, the service would run out of cash by 2024. The Senate is working on similar legislation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A retired doctor in Spain is campaigning to keep in-person customer services at banks there because he says many people like him feel left out by technology. He says many people feel the way he does. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.